How We Show Our Feelings, Part 2.
The first emotion we'll be taking a close look at is anger. We become angry when we can't do what we want. Signs of anger are, for example, that our neck and or face is red, and we show our teeth or close our hands into fists. Often, our body leans forward and invades other people's space. And what's more, we use aggressive body language, like sudden or loud movements.
You talked about the feeling of surprise in your introduction. Can you tell us more about that?
Of course. Surprise is an important emotion. We're surprised when things happen which we didn't expect. When we're surprised, our eyebrows go up, our eyes open wide, our mouth opens, and our body moves backwards.
And what about the feeling of happiness?
Lasting happiness is a basic human need. We feel happy when we have what we want. When we're happy, our muscles are relaxed, we smile, and we use open body language. Next, we'll be talking about sadness. How would you define sadness?
I would say sadness is the opposite of happiness and may sometimes even indicate a depressive state.
Yes, well, that sounds about right. And when we are sad, our body drops downwards. We use a flat tone of voice when we speak, or we sometimes even cry. And it has to be said, if you're in a depressive state and your condition gets worse, you will need treatment. You shouldn't say, "Oh, that's nothing, I'm just in a bad mood." Real depression should be treated by a doctor.
What about fear? Because if you consider the history of mankind, fear has been an important factor for our survival.
Being frightened is a very important emotion, you're right. There are many levels of fear, ranging from worry or anxiety to real terror. And if we didn't feel fear, we would take too many risks. But it's also clear that if you were frightened of every little thing, you would be a nervous wreck. So sometimes it's better to try to stay calm. The changes in our bodies when we're frightened make it easy to see. We all know what happens when we're afraid of something. Our face is white or pale. Our mouth is dry. We may lick our lips or drink water. We don't look at the other person. Our voice shakes, and we make errors when we speak. Our pulse rate is fast. We sweat. This can be a cold sweat. Our muscles are tense. Our breathing is irregular. We change body position a lot. And we use defensive body language, like crossing our arms. Over the next weeks, we'll be taking a closer look at these emotions, one by one. Anger will be the topic for next Wednesday, and then...